need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Test. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, sexperts and sex pots, masturbators and memorialists, wankers and spankers, husbands and wives, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. That's right, brothers and sisters. We may or may not be children of God, but we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
A, women.
I want to welcome you to my womb room here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And this is my familiar, Eve. If you're listening to me on Radio Susie One, I am holding my pet Akita corn snake here in the Garden of Eden. And, yeah, baby, don't tread on me. It's Memorial Day weekend, if you're listening to us live, and the last Saturday night of Masturbation Month. Woo! Yes, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. We have had a very masturbatory month here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And, wow, started with Masturbation de Mayo with Charlotte Stokely and Milena Morgan and Kayla Jane Danger. Whew, hot. And moved into The Myth of Sex Addiction, the book by Dr. David Lay, with, a bunch of sex addicts. And it turned into a sex addicts orgy. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Then last week we had Kink Survivors. Our friend Jack Hammer, survivors of the Big C, and kinky ones. And now, tonight, is our masturbation climax, featuring sexperts and sex pots from all over the world. It's also Memorial Day, Saturday night, and so, of course, I'm very patriotic. Oops, I dropped the flag. Well, it's
it's not burning the flag exactly, but, you know. I have a lot of flags. You're bound to drop one, okay? And this one, I think, is, I don't know, kind of phallic, you know, the flagpole part, right? Okay? That could insert somewhere. I love my country. I do. Sometimes it embarrasses me, which just makes it kind of kinky. Like when, you know, we're still at war in a place that we have no reason to be at war. Yeah, well, that's been the case for, God, like years, decades, I think. America is kind of in a state of perma-war. We used to go to war every once in a while, you know, for some reason or other. And now it's like, yeah. Is it war, though, or occupation? Hey, baby, what's tonight's slogan? Masturbation, not occupation! Woo! Yes, ma'am and sir. We salute. What is this, the single-handed salute or something? There's some kind of salute involved with masturbation.
Two fingers.
There you go. Two fingers salute. Thank you, Chris Gore.
You're welcome.
A surprise guest this evening.
Well, I had to fill a hole because one of your guests didn't show up, so I'm happy to fill that hole.
Yes. Fill a hole in the womb room, baby. Yeah, we did have a last-minute cancellation, and I won't name names yet. Although those of you who follow the show and know who we've been promoting all week, well, you know what little black mark. Anyway, I won't talk anymore. We'll just see you in court. No. Anyway, one cancellation and you're given another chance. So, but you know, because I had one cancellation, I have all these interesting surprises here tonight for our masturbation climax Memorial Day weekend show. Here comes Mickey the Wizard. Yes, that's my producer, Tasia Suter. It's all her fault. Yeah, okay, and she's ready to do some magic. We do have some really exciting guests that actually did manage to show up tonight. And I'm really excited to see Yazi again. Yazaman, and I do have to get my notes to pronounce her last name. Yazaman Madanikia. Yeah. Yes, or it's not Yazaman.
Yasmin.
It looks like Yazaman. It's
like
Yasmin. Yeah. It's much more sensuous and modern than Yazaman. Sounds like some old man or something. Right. Yasmin sounds like Jasmine.
It's the Persian name for Yasmin in Farsi. So that's how they write it. So you guys can call me Yasmin.
And you are Persian?
Yes, I'm from Iran.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the difference, tell me, between Persian and Iranian?
Oh, no difference. We just don't want to get you confused, so Persian sounds easier. So.
Persian sounds sexier, kind of. I mean, at least to us, you know, Americans on Memorial Day. I don't know. Maybe some might find Iranian sexier, you know, in a revolutionary way, right? But Persian. First of all, it sounds like you're purring. Yeah.
I actually have a t-shirt that says I purr for Persians, so we like to play with it.
Yeah, you purr for Persians. Yeah. And it's just got that kind of ancient harem-y kind of feeling to it. Was there a harem time in Persia? I think there was.
What? Sorry?
Was there a time when there were harems in Persia?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But that's way before. Right now, there are kind of enforced underground, but there's always lots there. It's just it's forced underground with the new regime. But guess it might, you guys might not think so, but people of Iran do have sex, and there are very sexy things happening there. You just don't see it in TV.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. No, I didn't not think so. Matter of fact, when I used to do, shows on Skype, and I used to hear from people in Iraq and Iran, and it was fascinating the different types of sexual issues that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Some very similar to us, but some very different. And I remember this one man calling up, and he was from, I think, Iraq, but it might have been Iran, and he said that he was kind of upset because, well, his wife and he, they weren't having sex. And I had some sexperts on, and we all gave him ideas for how to get this sex spark back with his wife. And he listened politely and then said, well, but I don't really want to have sex with my wife, and she doesn't want to have sex with me. And so we said, oh, well, you don't want to have sex? Well, no, I do want to have sex, but not with my wife. Okay, so do you want to have an affair? Well, no, I would never have an affair. Do you want to get a divorce? Well, no, I wouldn't divorce her. She's the mother of five of my children. So, well, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? I want to get a new wife, a second wife.
They're allowed to have up to four wives, so.
So we were kind of shocked, but at the same time, hey, it's a form of polyamory, I guess.
Yes, it is.
You know,
they're way ahead there. I applaud that. I think we should all just give it up for that. That's awesome.
You know? Except I think the women should be able to have a few husbands if they want.
Yes.
Right?
I agree completely.
Let's get this harem thing going.
This is Tracy Sweet speaking now, agreeing completely about the women getting to have a few husbands. That's only fair, right? Tracy Sweet is another surprise guest tonight. We're very excited to have you back, Tracy.
I don't know if that's fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
That would be Captain Max appearing in his Chairman Mao gown for Memorial
no,
Day.
No, I have just joined the Chinese Navy, and they've made me captain.
Well, on Memorial Day.
I have an all-woman women crew.
Well, very nice. That's a form
Isn't
of harem.
Nice? Very
you
nice.
Practically do here at the Speakeasy. Not quite, though.
Why do you think I stay here?
Right. Yes. Well, you know, there's no doubt that groups are fun sometimes, especially when you've been married for 20 years. Anyway, yeah, Tracy, Yazzie, and Chris, and there's Hernando Chavez, Dr. Hernando Chavez. Welcome back.
Dr. Susie, thank you for having me.
Thank you for filling another hole, or maybe it's the same hole, actually. I don't know if you and Chris
want to
build
We're both filling holes, I think that's what it's...
You know, it's the night of DP.
Get those cameras
right.
in there.
Right. So I feel like some of us were all together just a short while ago for Quad S. Even Tracy was here
I thought
here
it
then.
Was last night.
Oh, yeah, that was a different group. That was your harem of
group.
Navy girls.
Right.
But I'm excited to have us back here. Quad S, of course, is the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality.
Ooh, you got it.
You know, I messed it up on some LinkedIn posting, and I went, oh, God. You know, but it's tough. Okay, Quad S, four S's, and it's a cool organization if you're into sex and science. And actually, we have on the line another Quad S member who presented a, a poster on, of all subjects, masturbation. And I'm going to talk with Yazzie about her masturbation research in a little while, but right now I have Kristen Bowman on the line. And Kristen is from, let's see, what is this, University of, is it New York University Graduate Center?
It's the City University of New York.
City University of New York. Close, you know, it's just, right. Okay, City University of New York Graduate Center. I thought there was a graduate center somewhere in there. But you are a researcher in masturbation, specifically female masturbation.
Yes.
So Merry Masturbation Month to you.
Well, Merry Masturbation Month to you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. So, have you been masturbating?
Oh, of course.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. And your research in masturbation, why do women masturbate? What did you find out?
Oh, I found out some very interesting stuff. I should say before I talk about my research that I haven't published it yet. I'm hoping to put the paper out in the next month or so, but I did present it at Quad S, and I presented it here in New York. So, you know, I'm sort of preliminary here, but I have found in my data, I was able to pinpoint pretty much five main reasons why women masturbate.
Five main reasons. Let's see if you've
and
got one of mine.
It might be fun for you to try to guess some.
Try to guess. Oh, my clever panel might try to guess.
Is one through five to come? Because that would be my guess.
Yeah.
Right there.
One of them.
Off the top of
to
my
have
head.
Have an orgasm.
Right, have an orgasm.
Yeah, sexual pleasure is definitely a big one.
So did I? And so we got that one.
Sexual pleasure is one. So only one.
I should get a ding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
One, but
okay. Okay. Chris gets 1 point.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I think I have a guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. So could women masturbate because it's empowering because they get to control their orgasm?
Ooh, she got the magic word, empowering, right?
Oh, empowering. Oh yeah, I could talk about that all night.
Oh yeah. Let's just masturbate for empowerment. Olé.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't one of my five reasons, though.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You know, it is a benefit of masturbation, of female masturbation, is you feel empowered because you realize, I know my first orgasm was through masturbation. And when I had that orgasm, I kind of realized that, you know, I mean, I liked guys. I didn't know I liked girls at the time. I started liking girls later. But I realized I liked a girl. My first girl was me. I went, wow, you know, I can give myself this orgasm, and I realized I could do it with my boyfriend who hadn't been able to make me come, and that I had this power right at my fingertips. It wasn't the reason that I started doing it, but it was definitely a benefit. So Tracy should get some sort of side benefit call. Point or something. But anyway, okay, so we still have four reasons to go.
I think whatever Tracy says, she'd still get a star.
Yeah.
I agree. She should get a star.
Aww.
Oh, can I have a gold star?
She has a whole bunch of stars and cupcakes as well. Okay, so we need another reason.
I would say for stress relief.
Stress relief.
Okay. So I have one of my main reasons was for like a release, like a catharsis, a release of sexual tension.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an orgasm, though?
Well, you know, you could classify, I think, orgasm either as sexual pleasure or as a release or both.
How about just to kind of get to sleep at night? How about as a sleeping pill?
I put it, like, to help sleep, I put that under release. Like.
Okay, that's in the release category. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, masturbation. And this is all masturbation by yourself?
Yes.
Not mutual masturbation.
That's right.
And so, I don't know, what's another reason? To try out your new vibrator.
Well, I mean, I could put that with one of my reasons I have here is to learn more about your own pleasure and to learn more about your own body.
Oh, yes. We are into learning, we ladies, aren't we? Mm-hmm. That's a seminar I'd like to take. Okay, so that's how many? Four reasons?
So that's three.
That's
and then
three.
The other two are both partner related. So one is as a substitute for a partner who's not available.
Oh, yeah, and, right, of course.
And the other is as a substitute because there's some sort of problem with the partner sex that you are having.
Ah, of course. Yes. Right. Go off and masturbate. Go to your corners. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, some of these they're all kind of good reasons, but some of them are a little bit, you know, like a problem in the relationship. So why did you decide you wanted to do research on masturbation?
Well, a couple of reasons, I guess. I used to be a high school science teacher, and I taught ninth grade biology, and I taught sex ed, but I kind of had to come up with my own curriculum. And so I came up with it myself and was looking at what was out there to use, and I realized that masturbation was never taught in sex ed. And I knew that my kids had, even though I'm sure more than half of them were already having sex, they didn't know anything about sex or sexuality. They didn't know anything about masturbation or their own bodies, and I just thought it was a crime that they weren't being taught about this, especially when all we hear about is safe sex, and like the safest sex ever is masturbation.
It is, as Dr. Joyce Lynn Elders tried to say,
Yeah. Promoters.
And of course, our beloved President Bill should have taken her advice.
But I'm curious.
Would have gotten into a lot less trouble if he's just been wanking.
But I'm just curious, what prison are you calling us from? Because with the...
I couldn't hear.
I was just trying to be funny.
He was trying.
Dr. Susie, that is so true, actually, because I also work in schools, and children do not get complete sex ed. Even the teachers that I talk to, they're English teachers and science teachers and other sorts of teachers, and they usually tell me that they end up teaching sex ed even though they're not sex ed educators, because there is this lack of knowledge about sexual education, and just kids do not know. And maybe I asked my sister what they told her, and they just tell her one line that masturbation is okay and everyone does it, but that ends there for Canadians, I guess. But people,
what do they tell them in Iran?
Oh, and in Iran, see, the funny thing is, for guys, they tell them that you're going to have hairy arms and hairy chest, and you're going to go blind.
That's what they used to tell, you know, Westerners. I mean, they don't get away with that now, but now they just tell you that you're a lonely
loser. What
do you
mean, going to have hairy arms and hairy...
hairy arms?
They actually,
you mean hair on your palms. I think she meant hair on her palms.
Oh, palms. Oh, I see. Yeah,
no.
Hairy arms.
They do pop out of the womb furry already.
But this is the one thing with kids today. I mean, look, they have, if you've got access to the internet, if you're in fifth grade, you know what a DP is, right? I mean, let's be honest. If you just, in two clicks, you can find out any piece of information. So if you're a kid and you go to and have internet access, you're going to find this stuff out.
Well, you are. But, you know, I mean, it's a secret, dirty world when it's just on the internet.
Yeah, but the hair takes a little while to grow.
Right. But that only makes it more exciting, making it, you know, secret and
dirty,
right?
That's true. That's true. It's a question of how much we're going to do it in the school. I mean, well, not do it. Mm. I mean, when Joycelyn Elders said, you know, she wanted to teach masturbation, didn't really mean everybody masturbating in class. She meant teach it as an alternative.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. Do we want to have more of that in school? I think so, but some people would rather just learn it on the internet.
I agree completely, because the high school I actually went to, sadly, people were so uneducated to the point that they were like, oh, porn stars, they always have STDs. I was like, actually, you don't, and most STDs are treatable, and I'm like giving them all this information, and they're like, what?
Wow.
And I was like,
can you imagine teaching in the schools that porn stars don't get so many STDs? I don't know. Well, I mean, some colleges do have porn stars that come in and give talks, you know. So we're doing much more sex education, I think, than we used to. Thanks to people like you, Christine, and thank you so much for joining us and sharing your masturbation research. What's the conclusion? Is there a conclusion? We should masturbate more, or what?
Well, you know, it would be my ultimate activist goal to get masturbation taught in sex ed curriculums, and I think that would be something that would be good not just for high school students like my students, but also for younger kids too, especially kids who aren't maybe ready for actual partner sexual relationships but are still sexual people and still have sexual feelings and need an outlet for that and a way to learn about themselves. And so I really see masturbation as something that would be really helpful for younger kids too, and so that's why I think that it's something that should definitely, I mean, my ultimate goal would be to get it taught in schools, and I know that's far-fetched, but at some
point, it is, and we totally support you in your goal, absolutely, but, you know, I mean, in some ways our society is getting more liberal, in some ways we're treating the children more and more as if they are sexless beings, it's this push-pull that often exists in American society, the push between the Puritan side of us and the pull between the porn star side of us.
And then Walt Disney came along and created childhood. Before Walt Disney, there was no fucking childhood.
Yeah.
You worked.
Well, speaking of
and you went to hookers and
Walt
you did
Disney
shit.
Fucking, I mean, we have a very sexy Wizard Mickey walking around here.
Oh, yeah,
You can always pervert Disney. It's very easy to
Walter
do that.
There. Yeah.
One thing to piggyback what everyone's discussing, too, is that it's important for us to talk about both the financial aspects of this and also who's making our laws. And when you put morality and how much and the money that's involved with what is required to be taught in these abstinence-only programs or these non-sexuality comprehensive programs, they're given money to teach certain topics, and they have to avoid other topics, whether it's masturbation or condoms or whatnot. And then you've got these politicians who have been either nurtured or grown up in these very moralistic religious environments that are oftentimes making our laws. So we've got a number of problems that we have to, I think, address with raising people that are sexually intelligent, erotically intelligent, and also open-minded, because those are the people that are going to be making our laws.
So what you're saying is vote for Rick Santorum. That's exactly what you're saying.
He would be
vote for him, because that guy's pretty smart.
Well, isn't a fluid that comes out of your anus when you have a lot of anal sex?
The Santorumitis? Or?
Yeah, something like that. anyway, well, I mean, the whole Republican thing is now Trump and the Mormon, right. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. But you're right. I mean, of course, the money is behind the war. The money is behind the occupation. The money is not behind the masturbation. Mm-hmm. You know, and the money is behind people putting their sexual energy into being cannon fodder. The money is behind, you know, supporting multinational corporations all around the world with American muscle and American youth and American sexuality, and channeling all that sexuality into war and into rah-rah. And, you know, masturbating just sort of fritters all that war energy away. And that's why we love it. Yes, Chris?
Can I say something serious for a minute? Because this is Memorial Day weekend. And you know, on behalf of all the men serving in our military, I would like to say to the porn stars here, thank you for your service. Because how many guys overseas have jerked off to porn stars? I think that that has been a release for them. And so I would like to applaud all the porn stars here.
They're
on
the
behalf
front.
Of the soldiers.
They are the
thank
soldiers
you.
On the ground,
thank you
baby.
For your service.
They're
for
on the ground.
Stars. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
And it's
that's
changing the world because of right. the internet. The whole Arab Spring thing is...
Right.
They just want to see some pussy, baby.
And
they
want
to find out what other people are doing in the world. And what other people are doing in the world is a lot more fun than what they're actually doing. With all due respects to... religion and so forth.
And on behalf of them, I think that I think just to honor our troops, someone should show their tits. I think that is something that we would want to see. Right, am I the only one that thinks this?
Oh, I was just about
come
to...
Come on, guys!
No, you know, I
for the troops.
I'm with it.
Some boobs. Let's go.
For the troops.
Okay.
For the troops.
I'm
yes!
On.
Yes!
There's one.
Dr. Susie!
And, you know... For the troops and the dupes, as well as those we've killed on the other side.
Yes, all the children.
This isn't just for
will
our
never
side.
See freedom.
This is for the other side.
I salute
as well.
You with
okay.
my penis. That's right. all yeah. I want to say.
Hundreds of thousands who will never see freedom.
I salute you.
Just give us your oil and shut up.
Okay, well, Kristen, are you still there?
Yes. Yeah. I'm
thank you
here.
So much for joining us for
so
our
for
masturbation month climax. We do have to get to some other guests on the line, but we're really going to be interested. I'm following you now on, what's that site I just joined, Yasi?
Academia.education.
Oh, Academia.
Yeah.
I'm on there as an independent researcher.
By the way, Kristen, your work is amazing. I'm one of your
so
fans
is yours,
as well.
Yasi. It's great to finally meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys meet at SSS?
I went the annual quarters that I went to in Houston. People told me that there is this other masturbation researcher, and I'm like, what? No way, because I had my poster on media depictions of masturbation, and I went to Christine's talk, and I just found it amazing. And we never met in person, but I emailed her, and we're in contact. Hopefully I'll meet you in the next annual, Christine.
Yeah, or you guys could have phone sex later.
It could be the sixth
well,
reason.
Well, you know, before I go, there was just one more thing I wanted to say because I thought you guys might enjoy a couple of statistics.
One more thing.
From my data, what I found was that 96% of women report masturbating ever, which is, you know, way higher than anything else reported in the literature. And
that's
I also found
very
that
high.
Only, like, that barely any of the women who took my survey felt ashamed of it, which is
now,
totally not like what, you know, we would hear from the media depictions that Yaffe looks at, for example.
That's
so
interesting.
About 86% of women don't feel ashamed at all.
Really? Well, I'm getting all the ashamed ones calling me for therapy. What, I mean, what did you have a cross section of all women, or?
No, it's a specific. I mean, it's a specific subset. I did have almost 800 women take the survey, but it was, you know, it was predominantly young, white, straight. You know, so it was definitely a certain subsection of
young,
women.
White, straight. Okay, because there are a lot of. Women of all ages who might not be so straight, or maybe, I don't know, I just talk to a lot of women that are ashamed of masturbating. Some of them even get off on being ashamed, but the shame is definitely an issue. It is with men too, but well, women, I feel that there's a lot of ashamed women, but maybe not in that subset. Certainly not in your survey, I guess. Well, I'm glad there's not so many ashamed women. Although it's bad for my business. But anyway. don't be ashamed. If God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she would have made our arms shorter. George Carlin said that.
Fine, Dr. Susie.
Right, okay. So thank you, Kristen, and good luck. And we're going to be following you on academia.com and in the world.
Well, thank you so
okay.
much, Susie.
Are you going to masturbate tonight?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, good. Okay. Have an orgasm thinking of us. Okay.
Yes, have a great time, all of you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners out there, we are talking about masturbation. It is Masturbation Month, and we're talking about occupation. It is Memorial Day Saturday night. If you're listening to us live and you want to give us a call, our number is 1-866-289-7068, anywhere in the USA or Canada. We do have some Canadians around. And anywhere else in the world, you can just call our regular number, which is 213-670-0066, or our Skype number. Skype in with us, baby. That's 213-599-7398, 213-599-7398. And you can also tweet us.
Can they webcam with us? Can they
Helen
webcam
is
us?
Tweeting tonight.
Can they webcam
Well, we've
us?
Got a webcam guest coming
yeah,
up, right?
I know,
so we're going to get her on. But
maybe
they can webcam us, too.
Anybody can webcam us.
Okay,
who's
well,
listening.
Webcam us.
Yeah.
But we've got a webcam guest coming up.
Yeah.
Marcy Diamond. We're very excited. Oh.
Is that the sound of Skype?
Are we getting Marcy on? Okay. Well, while we're getting Marcy on, I have an adult play parlor gift basket of goodies for Masturbation Month for everybody to pick one to hopefully show us what you do with it.
Dr. Susie, can I ask a question? Not to sound naive, but what does it look
like?
Just
go ahead and sound naive.
Well, I mean, also, I feel like I represent some section of the audience, but what does it look like when a woman masturbates? I feel like a lot of us don't really know what that's like when a woman's alone. Like, we're not there. Like, we're there and they're trying to... But, like...
Are you trying to get a woman to masturbate in front of you?
Not no. I'm just saying, what would that be like?
What would that
see?
Be like?
Like,
you got the vibrating phone. I really want to see how that works. You're going to have to show us that one. Take
make
it
a few phone calls.
Yeah, really. Really.
Very nice. Thank
okay,
you.
Tracy, pick a good one.
Can I get that same thing? Because that sounds interesting.
What same thing?
Whatever that is.
Uh-oh, you might have to bargain with him. I'm not sure if there's another one of those.
Is it like a white elephant? Can you trade? Like, you know.
To get what, if it's there, yeah, okay.
Sure,
yeah,
I okay. know what this is now.
There you go.
What is this?
Oh, hey, Ellis, are you saying hello?
Sure, I'll
Hi.
Say hello. A big...
Hello.
Wankle doodle dandy to you, Dr. Susie.
Yes, wankle doodle dandy to you. Well, here's Marcy Diamond.
Hello.
Hello, Marcy. She's on her webcam. We're looking at her. Hey there, Marcy. Can we hear her?
How you doing? Yeah, how are you?
Oh, there she is. Oh, happy happy Memorial Day Saturday night. And
thank you.
Merry Masturbation Month.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You love it? Have you masturbated yet today?
I heard you saying that people felt bad about it, and I was trying to think. I never had a problem with that.
You never felt bad about it?
Nah, it's like funner than sex too. I hate to say that, but it is. When I could relate to her when she was talking about that you know, I even have a partner and
you
I like
do.
To do that.
Are you in a relationship with a guy or a girl?
A guy.
And where's he right now?
In the living room.
Ah, is he watching you?
No.
Is he watching?
Unexpectedly.
Okay. Is he watching sports?
No, I think they're talking about some BS that happened to his friend at the bar. So his friend came over to bitch about it. So.
Okay. Well, so tell us about you, Marcy. You're a webcam girl and a porn star, and what do you do?
Well, actually, I do have to say I did have guilt about taking pictures. I modeled when I was younger. I had my pictures submitted for 17 Magazine, and I won for Florida. And then when the photographer sent the pictures on to New York, he left out my height, which is 5'3". And they called him and said, how tall is she? And then when he said 5'3", he's like, nah, she's disqualified.
For 17 Magazine.
Yeah, he said to me, my photographer, you're only going to be able to do lingerie or nude. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do either. I'm like, can't I do print ads, you know, for mainstream stuff? Mm-hmm. Nope. So I waited a while, and then I had someone contact me for urban modeling. And the guy was like, you're white, you have a big butt, you need to show your ass. I'm like, no. I'm like, God doesn't want us to display ourselves that way. And I felt really bad. I even quit for like 6 months. But
what religion are you?
Catholic. You know, you've got that
little Catholic guilt.
Catholic.
And then I don't know what happened. I just thought, you know what? Some guy had a talk with me. He owns a magazine. And he says, I told him what I was doing. I'm in this TV drama series called The Lick, and it's got Clifton Powell in it, Samuel Monroe Jr., and they've been in big movies. And so I was like, I'm going to be an actress, and I'm waiting around for this show to get put on TV. And he had such a good point. He said, Marcy, you could be waiting around forever. It may not even ever go to TV. 90% of shows fail first 1 to 3 episodes, or they don't get put on. You need to be doing you. And he said, do a website. I'm like, no, but I can't be nude. I can't do this. I can't do that. So about a year ago, for the hell of it, I got on Shaking It, which is an ass-shaking website. People went crazy. I started thinking, maybe he's right. He's like, your body was really only built for one thing. And I'm like, gee, thanks. But I'm 5'3". I have 48-inch hips. I'm 5'3". And it just, I'm not fit for Hollywood. I'm not going to be thin. So I just started doing it. My website just went up a week ago.
And what is your website?
MarcyOnline.com. And I shake my ass. I'm nude. I got pictures on there. It's going to get better and better and better. My next thing I'm going to do is a bunch of oil on the ass. I was like, I'm going to get a kiddie pool, pour like gallons and gallons of oil in it, and I'm going to do a photo shoot with another girl. Put oil all over each other.
Wow. Okay. Well, so how do you feel about shaking your ass now that you're so successful at it?
You know what? This is like another thing that lady you were speaking to earlier said, how it feels empowering. At first, I felt guilt. I felt horrible. You'll read the most popular comment on YouTube or anywhere is, your parents must be so proud. And I felt like telling this guy that wrote that on my video, yeah, they must be so proud too if they were to go through your search history on your computer, because why are you even watching this if you can't stand it? And I find it's so funny, people say they can't stand it but they like it. So there aren't that many white girls are shaking their ass and booty clapping and all that, and I got so much flack from my ex and him telling me everyone's laughing at you, and what are your kids going to think? And then all of a sudden, you know, I got my website up. I have 4,000 visitors in 1 week, and I'm like, damn, I've worked hard over the past 4 years to push my name. So finally, when I got my website, people are like, they want to see me. So I was like, that's not too bad. It feels empowering. It does. Now I like it.
So getting a good reaction, getting a positive response is very encouraging for showing off. And so you think this is tapping into a little exhibitionistic streak within you?
Yeah, it might be. It might be. I've always been so pent up, to be honest with you, and really uptight. I got that from my mom. And then I guess it's just, you know, you kind of like unfold as you get older and you really figure out who you are. And I get a lot of flack from the guy I'm with right now, because when he met me, I wasn't doing this. So it's really hard to, you know, meet someone one way and then all of a sudden they start doing this. He's like, what's going on? Why are you always showing your ass to the world? And I don't really know if this is going to be something that works out, to be honest.
Now, Marcy, make sure he doesn't come in, would you? Okay, you've been talking about this ass, and we've seen some pictures of it. Could we actually see your ass?
Absolutely. I took my underwear off, too.
Very good. All right.
I love you, Dr. Susie. That's the best.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, get a good view here now. This is Marcy Diamond, Marcy at home.
Actually, the real reason why Skype was invented.
Okay, here she goes. This is quite a beautiful ass. Look at how round. Why are you showing me now? Don't show me. I can talk without you showing me. No, this is ass moment right now, Nori. Okay, look at that. That is just such a beautiful
I think
ass.
That deserves a salute.
Yeah, a definite salute.
A salute.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Memorial. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Nice.
Nice. Very, very nice. Yes, well, you definitely have some fans over here. I mean, what is the measurement of that ass? Can you give us a measurement?
48 inches. It was 46. I can get a tape measure to prove it, but I hurt my knee a while back and had surgery, and it went to 48. And that's another thing. Like, I didn't want to be honest, and I found that I didn't want to change it because I thought, well, people will say that it's fake or I got injections, and why is she always changing her ass size? I've heard that before, too, because it was 44 when I used to work out.
Come back for the smothering episode of the Dr. Susie Speakeasy. That would be great.
Oh, I know. I was honestly thinking that. I was like, she has the most perfect ass to smother.
Oh, look
somewhere.
At this.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Like, you would truly
please
some
microphone?
People. Like,
speaking?
I have some
don't
funny, interesting individuals who would just love.
She could smother us both. I think that would be quite an experience. A double,
I know,
a
right?
Double smother.
Oh, yes.
Double
like,
smother.
Put our faces next to each
other.
And then
double smother. Heavenly.
I'm so down.
I think we need to get somebody up here.
And that is a beautiful bus.
I think it's...
We have a lot in common.
Well, we're going to get... Marcy's still on. Marcy, let's get...
Yeah.
Where'd Marcy go?
I'm here.
Oh, she's still there? Okay. Oh, there she is. Well, we have a request, Marcy.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a request from my Mickey Mouse producer...
Tasia.
And she seems to have gotten handiasis. She has a request. Can you articulate your request? Yeah, you can. Okay, very good, girl.
Pussy pop.
Pussy pop.
Make a clap.
Okay, this is kind of a hip-hop thing, but, you know...
You know what I'm talking about, right,
it's
Marcy?
It's really, really effective with the big booty.
I'll show you mine, but mine won't be nearly as nice as yours.
Okay, show me.
Show.
Oh, okay.
Here. Okay, so let's do it on the flag, I think.
Yeah!
Let's be patriotic about it. Move the Sibian back a little. Okay, this is Tasia Suter, fresh from Disneyland. And she's got her patriotic panties on, and now she's doing the pussy pop. Okay. Okay, now you got to do it a little more.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe we need a little music. How about a little bit of music here? Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. In honor of Donna Summer.
Yeah!
pussy pop.
Check out that.
Okay, did you get
lady.
The idea, Marcy? Did
yeah,
okay, here we go. Here we go. She's oh, look at her bed. It's so sexy and unmade. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Whoa, look at that. Waist is very
Master
small.
Master Liam over here is excited, too, it looks like.
Come back for okay. Smother's Day.
I think pussy popping is a form of masturbation, I would say. Okay, here we go. Marcy Diamond. Oh, the music. Here we go.
Woo!
Yeah, pop that pussy, girl. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's beautiful.
Dang.
Yeah,
that really is.
She is popping.
Amazing
it.
To look at.
Yeah, that is quite a wonder of the world. It definitely is a wonder of the world.
I do love you, but I must say, in this contest, I think she won.
I know.
Well, yeah.
It's the eighth and ninth wonder of the world right there. Both
teams.
Ga-dunk-a-dunk.
Ga-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. I mean, no cellulite, brothers
so
and sisters,
cute.
Okay? How do you do that? Wow.
It's like this one sexy butt.
Shake it.
Like an apricot.
Marcy Diamond. Follow her on Twitter and join her new site.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to do. One cheek at a time. And
she's got it.
Yeah,
she acted like she doesn't know what it is.
Whoa.
She's one of those innocent-sounding Catholic girls who really...
Me. She said she did it, so I was like, let me see.
You remind me of the Catholic girls in school that would always like say that they were virgins, but they had anal sex and stuff.
Yeah.
And that
kept
them
the
virgins.
Ones who are... If they're still a virgin, it's because they've been doing it up the butt the whole time.
Mm.
We've
Does
had
the mouth count? Does the mouth count for that or no?
Oh, no. Not right. When I was growing up, anyway.
So you have two options with
now.
Catholic girls, then.
Yeah.
Actually, some Middle Eastern Muslim girls do that, too, because they want to save their hymen, so...
There
they
you
do
go. Save the hymen,
oral.
Have anal sex.
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, I'm not advocating teaching that in the schools, okay? Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not about
I
that.
Think, though, the only issue with that would be is eventually somebody would notice you're doing anal because your butthole would slowly...
Yes, it falls to the ground.
Change
and
it become the weird gaping thing, and sometimes buttholes get inside
weird
out.
Weird gaping things, uh-huh. You've had some experience with that in your short life?
No, I haven't actually. My butthole
good.
Is so tight, talons don't even know if they can get pinkies in my
oh,
butt.
Oh, thank God.
Let's
I was
see
just
this
get
shit.
Your butthole up here.
Let's see this shit.
Yeah,
no,
let's
no.
prove it.
Come on, get up. Come on, come on
yeah,
up on the stage.
Come on.
Woo.
Big applause.
And Marcy, are you an anal sex fan or not really? Do you like anal sex?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have to do it every single time we have sex. It's like, it's retarded. It feels better than the vagina.
Really?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because her ass is so hot.
I could be vaginaless, and I would be fine.
Wow.
That's a great, yeah, that's like
well,
a new...
I'm happy to hear that. Okay. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of your fans are happy to hear that. What do you think of spanking? Do you like spanking? Your ass is just so spankable.
Oh, my God. I have pictures when I went to Exotica. I was walking around in a G-string, and I was like, what is it? Everyone had to hit me. I had a porn star just took his hand. We were getting ready to take a picture together, and he hit me as hard as he could. And I'm telling you the truth. It was everything in me not to cry. That's how bad it hurt. And he left a handprint, and at each finger... there was blood that was coming up.
Ooh.
Everyone's like, you need to report him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. He didn't mean to do it. And they're like, go report him. You know how girls are. Mm. And then everybody else, after they saw that, was hitting me more because they saw I got hit. So I had to go put pants on. And then last year I got hit again. I had marks all over my ass. I'm like, it just must be something where people want to hit my ass when I go by.
I can understand that. You just have this ass you either want to smack or squeeze. I mean,
they want to touch it. Everyone assumes that it's fake, so they're like, can I poke it? Can I touch it? And I'm like, it's become like a completely separate entity from me. It doesn't offend me. I let everybody grab it, everybody touch it, bounce it around. I don't care.
Yeah, bouncing around. Yeah, we like that.
I have the same thing, and I love it. Everyone wants to touch my butt.
I honestly, if you
go
walked,
to Asia.
Woo.
If you walked by me, I would honestly be like, can I touch or just feel
or
pet or just give me a few seconds alone with it, and I will just feel
why
wonderful.
Why are you still sitting over there?
Oh, yeah. Just cause. She's seven today.
She's seven?
Yeah, she's seven today. You know, little girl seven.
What's going on? What? You, I don't know.
Oh. Well, I should have.
She's dead?
I think I got that.
You know the thing that the girls do once a month? And the moon time?
Well, that doesn't mean she can't come up here.
I know, that's what I was saying. Everyone knows what
tampons
are.
Honestly, I just have
a
tampon shoved away at my vagina, and I don't think
the whole
world
wants
it.
That's
pretty
hot
stuff.
Well,
you know,
tampon fetish episode of Dr. Susie. We show a pic of that in class.
We'll paint you with it, body paint.
I have no problem with, I mean, you know, it's up to you, but... I don't think people here have a problem with that.
Yeah, any of dudes who have
it's
problems
not like
with
we're,
that.
It's
really
we're all
up,
Orthodox
seriously.
Jews and we're practicing Nida here
it
and you're unclean.
It just doesn't feel sexy.
No.
It's, I don't know. But if you really need to see my butthole,
I
mean,
do.
This can't
you
be
can
arranged.
Just go to www.
Okay.
Let's go on that.
So, we have some calls. I'm not
we,
sure
we
if we can
a,
put them on.
We with have Robert McQueen from Kansas.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather keep Marcy on here. Because do we? Can we put them on at the same time?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right, well, real quick, Jason from Florida. He's on line one. Jason, hello. Jason.
Yeah, I check off. A lot.
Yes, I can tell, and you're actually doing
it
right
now. Are you doing that
now.
Right now? Yeah, I think you are. You have a credit card? The hell?
Well, Merry Masturbation Month, Jason. You're having a merry one, aren't you?
Well.
Okay. Oh. You're also practicing opera.
I just want to check.
Yes, it sounds like you do. Did you have a question? Jason, Jason, straighten up. Do you have a question?
Is there any way it can hurt your cock?
Is there any way you can hurt your cock?
A lot of ways.
Yes, there are many ways to hurt your cock. Do you want to hurt your cock, or are you concerned that you're hurting your cock?
Yeah, if you jack off too
much. Oh, if you jack off too much.
Is it bruised or?
I mean, you know, are you doing sadistic things? Are you tying it up with rubber bands?
Never jack off with
it?
Antibacterial hands.
Yeah,
I've
got a rubber band around my car.
Oh, you got the rubber band going on. You know, I mean, you could burst a blood vessel. We have a doctor in the house. Okay, Dr. Chavez, how can he hurt his cock?
I mean, it depends how you're using that rubber band, but for the most part, you know, if you're using a cock ring or rubber band, let it breathe. I mean, don't go more than 20, 30 minutes with that type of constriction. You know, let your blood circulate. At the same time, too, if you're masturbating so much that you're doing physiological damage, like you're not coming anymore and out comes blood, or you're having painful, you know, orgasms, I mean, these are things that can do some physiological damage inside, so you know, ask yourself, I mean, is there any of that happening?
Is there any of that happening, Jason?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Okay. Keep jerking off, then. You're fine. You're fine. Just as long as you can get to work on time and, you know, pay the bills.
Exactly. Right. Take care of the responsibilities. Okay. And don't feel shame about that.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
We appreciate your furious masturbating.
Yes. It sounds really, really exciting. Are you going to come for us, Jason, or are you going to just keep doing it all night long?
Jason, what state are you doing this in?
Okay, Florida. He's actually
in Florida.
Oh,
you're in Florida.
All right. We are going to just wish you a Merry Masturbation Month. Blow some bubbles. Merry, Merry Masturbation Month. That sort of simulates ejaculation here. Merry Masturbation Month. Yay! Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, he's coming.
Okay.
Hello?
Come on the phone.
Hello? He's come and gone.
Okay, congratulations. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
And let's see.
Robert McQueen.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Happy
How
Memorial
you doing?
Day Saturday night and Merry Masturbation Month for the last Saturday
Happy
night.
Happy Masturbation
of May.
To you, Doctor. I have a question.
Hey, wait a minute, Robert. What about me?
Dr. Buck is.
Yes.
Oh,
Dr.
only Dr. Buck.
Buck.
I see.
I want Dr. Buck because.
You want Dr.
Buck. I like your voice. And,
yes.
He's got a nicer voice than me, is that right? Cut this guy off. No, go ahead, Robert.
My question is, Doctor, if I go and masturbate 8 times a day, do you think that I'm doing a good idea? Is it bad for me?
8 times a day, how many days? 8 days a week, that might be too many, because there aren't 8 days in a week.
And also, are you doing this where you make the pizzas?
Yeah, I don't think you should do that where you make the pizzas.
Okay? You can do it at home.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But don't get any of that shit on the pizza, man.
Oh, okay.
Did you masturbate 8 times today, Robert?
I did masturbate once.
Okay.
And when I did, I was thinking about you.
Oh, that's really nice of you to think about me.
Not you, my...
Oh, not me.
Dr. Bach.
Oh, right.
Aw, thank you, Robert. Jeez. Well, you've got 7 more times to go, and it's almost midnight. So, actually, in Kansas, you're already past due, so you've got to do it 12 times today.
Okay. Is there a convention? Yeah,
okay,
well,
it is masturbation month, so have yourself...
From now until Memorial Day, I can do that. No problem.
Okay. Yes, right. Salute.
Good luck. Good luck with that. You're going to have a very busy day. I think if I masturbated that much, I might get tired or lazy.
You might want to try taking up a hobby.
Or, you know,
go to a dance where you meet some girls, Robert, okay?
Well, that's the problem, Doctor.
Yeah, what is the problem with that?
I don't have a time to go to a dance, but I do want to let you know I did find somebody.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did find somebody. She's a friend, and when I get to become more than friends, I'll go and ask her to if she would jerk off for me, so that way.
Is that right?
You're going to ask her if she's going to jerk off for you. I don't know if that's too romantic to start out with.
Yeah, I wouldn't start with that.
I think you should start with hand holding and kissing and stuff like that.
It's an icebreaker.
Yeah. Oh, hand holding and kissing. Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, Robert? Don't say, will you masturbate for me, the first thing.
Okay. Yeah. And one more question.
Okay.
Dr. Bach, when your husband and you are together, does he help you masturbate at home?
The what?
Oh, that's a very sweet
That's a very
question.
Private question, okay?
No, it's not. Yeah. We're therapists, honey.
Oh, yeah, we're therapists.
We
yes, we do.
Yes.
Oh, we help each
we
other.
We help each other yes. masturbate, yes.
Yes.
It's one of the pleasures and responsibilities of marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay?
So when you get married,
you
remember
married,
that.
You'll help your girl masturbate.
Yeah. Okay?
All right.
She'll help you.
And leave your sister alone, though. How's she doing? Is she okay?
Okay.
Yeah, she's all right.
Don't talk about his sister.
Okay,
now.
Bye.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Bye, Robert.
Okay.
Bye,
Robert. Okay, all right. Everyone is celebrating Masturbation Month with great gusto.
I have bubbles.
I see. You're really getting into the bubbles.
I like blowing.
And Tasia has these, not for her, no, exactly. So you're just going to, the boys are going to lick it off, all lick it off of Yazzie, I guess. Or we could lick it off of her. And I brought the cupcakes so you could eat cupcake frosting off of something or someone. Little 7-year-old
girl.
There's
little cupcakes. That's
since
who
you can't
brought
drink.
The cupcakes?
Actually, who? Ellis brought the cupcakes.
Oh, Ellis.
Ellis.
All right.
Thank you, Ellis. They're so patriotic. They're beautiful.
I've been told. Thank
so
you.
So I'm longing to paint somebody's nipples with. May I do that with you? May I paint your nipples? They don't have their period.
No, they don't.
Okay, so.
Oh, sorry. No, they don't. You can go for it. Here.
Okay, here we go.
Let me find the cap to the bubbles.
Oh, yeah. Cap to the bubbles. These girls are fresh out of Disneyland. You think, you know, that heroin is addictive. Mickey Mouse is the most addictive drug there is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, sounds good. Mm.
All right. And now, top down. Here we go. This is Tracy Sweet, brothers and sisters, doing the reveal. Beautiful. And such lovely, natural boobies. Where's Chris Gore when we have a reveal of boobies?
He picked the wrong time to go to the bathroom.
He did, exactly, but you know.
Perfect perky breasts.
Okay, very beautiful breasts. I think I should take this thing. This is made by Jux Lee, actually, this little thing here.
Yeah, good.
Feels kind of good.
Kind of tickles. I have sensitive nipples.
Oh, well, okay.
That kind of tickles a little.
Okay. I hope that's not strange.
No. Okay, so red for... This is the left nipple. There we go.
Ooh, it's kind of cold.
It's kind of cold. Okay, we don't want it to... Thank you. Okay. Actually, do you like frosting? Did you make this, Alice?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
You sure you didn't get them at 7-Eleven or something like that?
I put my special sauce in there, too.
Okay, and here we go.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound too good.
So you're going to have to, you have to keep this down here. Tasia, I'm going to need your help.
On it.
Okay, so you hold the microphone for her because she's going to now be showing off her very patriotic... nipple. These are pasties. We may even be able to show these pictures on Facebook here.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
It's like a total pasty here. Okay.
Pasty of frost.
It's art.
What a great paint job.
Nice paint job, huh? Mm-hmm. Art class.
Don't scratch the paint.
I got an A. Okay, here she is, Miss America, Tracy Sweet.
Bravo.
Okay.
Boo.
Yeah, I didn't hear any applause or anything. Please. Brothers and sisters.
I was saving the applause for the linkage.
It's a really kind of a slow night
tonight.
I'm
like a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay, all right.
All
so
quiet.
That looks really nice, and I think I'm hungry.
Wonderful.
Okay.
There might be fireworks.
Are you hungry, Tasia?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fire.
You're hungry?
Like
okay.
Mickey Mouse. Dreamers
okay, here we go. We're going to see who can finish first, Tasia.
And.
Okay, here we go. Okay, you win.
Oh, that's great. I think that deserves a little bit of a round of applause.
Yeah. Well, wait a second, you don't win. You left more than me.
Because mine's.
Oh, yours is blue. I gave you the right nipple, huh?
It's like she ate a Smurf.
Wow.
Or blue. Hey,
very patriotic.
Exactly. She was hanging out with Smurf. That's what happened.
We're strawberry shortcake characters.
Okay. Okay, talking to the microphone.
Strawberry shortcake characters. I am.
Okay, so tell me about your fantasy thing that you've been...
Oh, well, I was like, well, what is her costume? Because she got an Alice dress at Disneyland that she was supposed to wear tonight, but she couldn't find it.
That's so one of those nights.
I dressed her up like this, and I was like, well, what are you? And then she's just a kid at Disneyland. And then I'm like this guy, and I'm on Tom Sawyer's Island, and she's lost. And I'm like, here, I'll take it to my apartment. And then magic happens.
And okay. She promised candy.
Oh, wait,
though.
What happens
I
when magic
candy
happens?
Candy.
I'm just not going to give it to you.
What is the magic
tell
part?
Me that yet.
Molestation usually.
Who molests who?
I'm molesting her because I'm like a guy who's pretending to be a character just because you can buy these outfits and totally trick kids at Disneyland. So.
You know, Tasia.
I mean, she was.
I'm one of those
this
kids.
Is sick.
Don't try this at home or at Disneyland, okay? Tasia's a very sick girl.
She was. Yeah. I just want people to know she was really nice. All these months she's worked here until she went to Disneyland.
Disneyland really corrupted
okay,
her.
Okay, and she's come back a different person.
With blue teeth.
And we don't know what to tell her mom or anything.
Why, yeah, yeah.
So, you love corrupting women at Disneyland,
yeah.
Don't you,
do.
Tracy? What is it about Disneyland that turns you on so much?
I think because the first time I ever had any rebellion, I had sex on It's a Small World. And I felt so accomplished with myself.
It's a small world, right.
And I had sex on the Haunted Mansion when I was 14 and got...
And I masturbated to Annette Funicello.
So you mean those little dolls going, it's a small, small world,
didn't make your guy
lose his heart on?
Well, no,
really?
Actually, that's kind of why it happened. Because it was so boring and the song was so draining. We're like, what else can we do with our time? There's nobody around. I have a mini skirt on. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
And I guess it did a good job because nobody stopped us at the end. We come around, the boat comes around, and we were like so nervous.
Who wants a cupcake? You want a cupcake?
I had three or four. I thought you were taking them.
Would
from
you like some, Yazzie?
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
What color is my
shit
gonna be?
Blue.
I think blue, Deja.
Green. Neon green.
Neon green shit.
I don't know why. Sometimes they put things.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But you know. Basically, your mouth is the same color as her, like, areolas.
It's getting shitty here.
Oh, I know.
It ended up on my arm, too.
Shooting up.
It does look like we're having some plague or something here.
Oh, yeah. This is my baby. Wow. I'm changing her bra.
We gotta get her a loofah.
So, you guys are girlfriend now?
Like, not in a gay way.
Not in a gay way.
No. We're just like Disneyland.
Aww.
How sweet.
You're so pure.
It's chihuahuas. And chihuahuas.
Well, this is the masturbation climax. So, Tasia, producer, if we can't get any of our guests to ride the Sibian, then I guess the producer's going to. Well, I don't know. Let's see if you can get
I've
one of our guests to ride the Sibian.
I've never seen Tasia ride the Sibian.
You haven't? Oh, that's a sight to behold. That's more impressive than It's a Small World.
Oh, wonderful. I will not end up having sex in the middle of it.
And is Marcy going to let me masturbate to her ex?
Oh, Marcy! Where's Marcy?
Yeah.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're still
I'm
there.
I'm Tracy. Nice to meet you.
I'm trying to get Marcy, do you have any sex toys you like to use?
Yeah, I do. They're in the other room, but
what would your boyfriend think if you went out and got one?
He'd freak out.
Would he really? Does he know?
I mean, I don't really like them. I hate to say it, but I like the real thing. I don't know why.
I agree with you.
They're okay.
There's nothing like a real penis.
You liked your Sibian the other week.
Well, yeah, that's great, but I mean, like the true, like, squirting when it gets all crazy and stuff, it has to be done by a penis.
Ah, by penis. Yes. But if it's done by a penis, then we're no longer celebrating Masturbation Month.
But I could be masturbating, then he can interrupt, and then I'll be like, oh, wow,
a penis!
I
was
like,
fantasizing about this.
I was. It's like a dream come true. See, Disney. Disney magic. A dream coming true.
Disney magic. Okay, well, you were going to show us your butthole.
Oh, yeah. See?
Aw, panty boy. She's wearing cute black lace panties, and now...
I mean, don't put dicks up
and
my butt.
What is this? Are you and you're now splitting your butt with your fingers? I can't tell what she's doing. Is this a real butthole?
Susie, would you hold the mic for her while she?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Thank. Very good idea.
I have a porn direction history.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Could you put
so
the mic
now you
near
can
her
use both hands. Though,
we just want to hear what her butthole sounds like.
What?
Okay.
I mean, to each their own. Everybody has their own fetish. Yes, this is my butt.
This is your butt.
I do not put things inside of it.
You don't?
No, I
no,
don't.
No, not even your boyfriend's penis?
No, nobody's.
No? He doesn't want to put it in there?
See, the thing is it's so tight, I'm kind of scared to put something in there, so I might break the guy's dick off or something bad like
you
that.
You can take your time.
Fear, face your fear of putting something in your butt. I just think...
You can take your time.
A little finger?
A finger? What kind of toy did you get?
I don't know. That
from the adult play parlor gift basket.
The purple one.
The phone.
Take two toys. We're cool with it.
Okay. Well, get your toy. Let's see what you got. What is this?
It's supposed to be a discreet curve vibe. So I can masturbate in public and not get caught?
It's not really a phone. It's just a thing that looks, a vibrator that looks like a phone.
Hey.
Well, you want to open it up?
I don't know if I'd want to have a vibrator on my ear, but teach their own.
Actually, this looks like a knockoff of those other vibrators by Candida Royale. This is an inside sex toy thing. Okay, so does it have batteries?
Let's find out. And no.
No, we need batteries. I don't know.
AA, two of them.
AA, okay, here we go.
Hey, there's a battery man here. That's kind of cool.
We do. We have tech department here. And a lot of photographers standing around looking at you.
Hello, everyone. My boobs are out.
Your boobs are out, right.
And I have a Barbie.
You want to take the whole dress off so you can look a little more,
yeah,
you know.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, this is very tight.
Tight.
My butt's
everything
not as
is
big.
Tight yeah. Tonight.
Oh. Okay. Good stuff. Okay. All right, there
Tracy
you go.
Sweet, brothers
Woo!
And sisters.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Oh, the battery. Yeah. Okay, here we go. And here, here's the this vibrator. Oops.
Ooh, your hat.
Whoa, yeah, my hat.
It, at Disneyland, Hayes just saw hats, and she thought of you. We're, like, walking randomly in Disneyland. She goes, hey, Dr. Susie would wear that hat. That looks like a Dr. Susie kind of hat. And it was, like, this big,
and
black,
how does this work? Yes.
Huge hat.
Everybody that sees hats thinks of me. But you didn't get me a hat. My birthday's coming, you know.
It's June 6th.
No, it's June 9th. June 10th, actually, but we're celebrating it on the 9th because then the 10th. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm dyslexic because I swear I saw a 6.
6-9.
In the tweet.
6, it was. It's 6. / 9. 69.
Oh,
how
hey,
do you turn
I'm
this thing on?
There's a button. Say, touch.
Okay, turn it on.
No, wait, nothing's happening.
No.
Uh-oh.
Adult play parlor.
Is there directions?
Is the battery in upside down?
I don't know.
Tech department. Okay.
We need tech department.
Gotta make sure it works before
tech,
you give it to me.
The tech department for sex toy support.
Tech.
Yes, it's good to have a tech department to celebrate Masturbation Month with.
They can always put the batteries in the dildos.
Mm.
Woohoo!
Okay, there you go.
And now, here
these,
we go.
These are from...
Okay, push the button.
Where's the button?
Right there, the touch button.
Okay, is it working?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
hey.
Working.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's like pulsating now. Whoa. Pretty nifty little thing here.
The
put it up to your ear.
Can you hear it?
Wow.
Oh, that was
see? It changes.
That just got a bunch of guys hard on mine.
That sounds pretty good, right?
This is called Girl Toys Shy Violet.
For hysterical women.
For hysterical women?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
are
the history of the vibrator.
Hysterical? Are
that's
you calling me hysterical?
No,
we could stick this
no.
in your butt. That's not very big.
100 years ago.
Oh,
100 years ago.
That's really scary.
Max is bringing up the history.
Okay, we have to stick this in somebody's butt from the morning.
No.
Whose butt?
I know. I have a friend of mine who shoots pool balls out her butt.
Pool balls?
Yeah.
Is that on video?
Yeah, it's on video. Chastity Lynn scene for Devil's Film. She was fucking on a pool table and put a pool ball up
her
butt.
Oh, yes, Chastity Lynn. She's been on here a few times. Yeah, she's kind of a wild girl. Okay, so...
I didn't know she had a pool ball up
there. Tasia.
Tasia?
Tasia. Okay, so what do you want to do with this?
Home.
Anything, or it's not that interesting?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what's exciting.
What do you want to do with this? I'll hold the microphone.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of cool.
Okay, that sounded genuine.
I appreciate this
gift.
Thank you.
Is this a good Masturbation Month gift? Yeah.
It is. My dog likes my vibrators.
Uh-huh. So even with your period, it feels good.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you got the tampon in there right now?
Yeah.
Keep
the vibrator down there.
Oh,
I think
okay.
that's good, yeah. Right? It feels good. Actually, you know what they say is orgasms do help with menstrual pain.
I've been told that by many men, so they can get in my pants on my period.
Right. Do you find that that's the case or no?
Kind of. Sometimes. I think it depends on how it is, because if it's really slow, I don't like it as much. I'd like it rougher when I'm on my period.
Rougher, right.
Oh, my God. If this was on Facebook, I would so click like.
Yeah. Are you a Red Wing man, Chris?
I would like it a lot.
Yeah. Do you like to have sex on your period?
I see it as an excuse to have more sex in the shower, because I love sex in the shower.
Because you don't want to get everything all
bloody. Yeah, so
this way
it's not messy, and plus I love it, like, when it's wet, and, like, you got to pull someone's hair, and there's, like, water running through your fingers.
And I would just say, by a plus, how many dudes here would go down on a chick who's on her period? To me, it's just a spicy enchilada. Let's go. Right now.
Yeah, there's a few Red Wing men here.
I've actually
a little spicy,
seen,
but I love it.
Like things on like YouTube, and you'll see like a zombie with like blood all over its face, and it says real men love their women each day of the month.
Do you like to have sex on your period,
with, like,
Yazzie?
One thing though, I think I would like to defriend the panties. That's what I, for all of us. If I
think period is a part of
getting periods is part of the female sexuality.
It sure
is. And I think more women have to feel comfortable with their penises and with their periods. And a lot of guys are actually fine with having. You can always use towels. And there is nothing wrong with...
Or the shower.
Yeah, or the shower.
Right, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have an agua shot to do.
What?
We do. Yeah, you do. You
we
know
do.
How to do it, the ritual.
I thought we were all doing it together.
Some of us are under 21 and can't do it.
Okay, I swear I only have like 1 year and 4 months
yeah,
until I turn
21. Yeah, but that's not going to happen tonight.
Not tonight.
I'm getting there.
And I don't know if Chris 16. Wants to do it off of Ellis, so, you know...
I guess I'm by myself then, huh?
Well,
I'm on my own.
I mean, you know, it's one of those nights. One of those crazy
of those.
Nights. So, so how's that vibrator doing?
It's doing good.
Uh-huh.
Gotta move it a little
now,
bit.
Now, we have a real, you know, kind of popular vote out there to remove your panties. Now, I'm
Dr.
it's up
Susie,
to you.
I second that. Everyone else?
Yeah.
Unfriend the panties.
No pressure.
Dr. Susie, I have just a thought that just came into mind. If any of the girls who come on here, if they donate their panties for bonobos to raise for charity,
yes,
would that ever be something that could happen?
Yes,
people
yes.
Could
we
buy
actually
panties?
Have quite a collection that we're ready to sell for the bonobos.
Here, I thought I had an original idea.
No, well, no, it's but you know, it galvanizes. It brings back the message.
Sure.
Save the bonobos. Save sex.
Yay.
Get rid of your panties.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, it's up to you. Okay, okay. You want to.
Okay.
She wants it.
Okay.
All right. So I'd like some applause, please.
Yes.
I'd like some applause. This is Tracy Sweet,
Woo!
Brothers and sisters. Here she goes. Panties off. Mm-hmm. Another donation to the Panty Boy Collection and the Bonobos.
I haven't actually tweeted this Panty Boy, and I've been on the show like 4 times,
uh-huh.
and everybody talks about him.
Yeah, and we have other panties for you to, you know, put on. But,
oh,
but right now, you should just hang out and be free.
And be
free. And be a nudist. Yes.
We have.
I think that would be a fun life.
We have emergency panties, just in case.
We do.
Oh. Yeah.
Just in case you start bleeding a lot.
Okay.
We also
when I start hemorrhaging.
Have emergency tampons, too.
When I start hemorrhaging, I'll let you know.
Okay. Very good. Well, you look great. You're. I don't know what we should do for our Masturbation Month climax. Oh, where's Tasia?
Tasia,
she's been
Tasia
disappearing a lot tonight when I don't have very many guests.
Tasia,
you know what's going on.
I'll find her.
So the masturbation research that Yazzie has done is on masturbation and the media, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
masturbation and movies.
So do you guys want? I'll just tell you a little bit about it. So. Me and my professor, Dr. Kim Bartholomew, we do research on masturbation. We are I'm from Simon Fraser University, and that's where Dr. Bartholomew teaches too.
It's difficult to hear you. You're not on the bed. I think if you go on the bed, we could hear you a lot better. It'd be great if you were there, over on the.
You want to come up on the bed?
I mean, I'm only
like,
naked. I love
here.
Bed.
Yeah, come on up
speech,
here. Show off your hot
top.
Outfit.
That'd be
You've
great.
Got a great outfit.
Come on.
Whoa, here she is, the hottest masturbation researcher on any
nice.
Continent.
Yeah, I'm going to
Yazzie
scoot over and make room on our American flag
make room for
Yazzie.
Yazzie. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought that was you bleed. That's actually the cupcakes, yeah. Oh, what a great dress, yeah. Okay, so you're going to hold the microphone. You got a naked girl holding your microphone.
Oh, okay. I can hold it for you.
Sure,
yes,
thank
there you.
You
go.
It's a great
right.
dress. Let me hold it for you. I'll just...
So tell us more about your masturbation research.
Oh, okay. So me and my prof, we were seeing that there is no research on masturbation. Masturbation is, of course, healthy, and it's such an empowering experience for everyone, boys, girls, men, women. And we decided to see how media and what's people's attitudes on masturbation. But when we asked them, everybody got scared and hee-ha-ha, and like they blushed and they didn't tell us anything. So we were like, let's study our media, because our media depicts people's opinions and also influences it. So we watched Hollywood movies from 2005 and 2011. And I watched every single movie that there is masturbation in it. And
really? How many are there?
There was 42.
42 yes. movies have masturbation.
Yes, and I was doing it in school, so it was really hard because I'm like zooming on the masturbation scene, and people are like behind me in school, and they're like, "Is she watching porn?" And I'm like, "It's okay."
Did you masturbate to any of the masturbation scenes?
Actually, they were not very erotic, sadly. I am like, we should make a Facebook fan page and be like more erotic. Positive depictions of masturbation in movies, because that's my point. All of them, they got caught or they got interrupted or something bad happened, which I'm like, why? This is such a great thing. And people who don't know and watch TV, they think that you either got caught or interrupted or you get negative experiences, which is not true. So what we've seen is like everybody who does it is single and they are mostly male. They're usually under 40, and there is what we're saying is that this picture is so unrepresentative because everybody masturbates and everybody should be masturbating, and everybody who masturbates does not get caught or interrupted or does not have bad experiences. So we are, all our paper is for is that let's depict it more positively because it's such an amazing thing, as Kristen said. There are so many good reasons to masturbate, such as empowerment, pleasure, stress relief. Why are we just focusing on masturbation being a substitute for a partner where it can be much more? So.
And
well,
health.
Of course, even though all these mainstream movies show masturbation in a negative way, all the porn movies show it in a positive way.
I think it was American Pie, and he like...
Oh, yeah. Masturbated
with,
into
like,
a pie.
Yeah, into an actual pie.
Yeah.
Like,
don't take your masturbation lessons from movies. Right?
No.
Unless.
There is a movie called Pleasantville,
and that's a great scene. We love
movie.
That scene. Yeah.
It's like everything's black and white, and the lady masturbates, and there's fire, and there's color. It's such a beautiful. It's
my very beautiful.
Scene.
I don't know about erotic, but it's like it's almost like a religious scene in a movie. Mm. It's just the heavens open up when she has an orgasm. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
I thought Maggie Gyllenhaal had a great masturbation scene. A couple of them in The Secretary. Ooh,
Secretary, yes.
Not only in the bathroom with her coworker listening while she was masturbating to the paperwork, the mistakes, but also when she was fantasizing. Yeah.
Oh, that was a very sexy movie.
Yeah.
That was an awesome movie.
Why have Secretary. I not seen either of these movies?
Well,
I used it.
This is an educational show. Now you will.
I use masturbation to relieve road rage when I'm stuck in traffic on the 405.
Okay, well, I'm sure you've had some road rage tonight. No. Because we had the cancellations.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, I think you should do a Sibian demonstration. Yeah. Either that or stick this flag up your butt.
Or both?
Okay.
You have a choice.
For the guys. Or
for the guys, right.
Dead.
Or the girls.
With his toes.
You want to do this, okay.
What do you...
I don't know. I poured this stuff on my skin, but I've never...
No, don't open it.
But I don't know what'll happen.
You could put a condom on it.
Remember, her butthole's tight, and it's going to explode in her rectum.
It's going to crush it.
And then she really will shit neon colors,
Dr. Susie, what is that thing?
It's a flag.
It's a flag?
It's going to look great, believe me.
It's going to look great.
It's
going to
look great.
Okay,
here she goes.
I'm going to be famous.
You're going to put a condom on it?
Flag. Well, I don't think anyone else is going to use it.
That's the law, right?
Some lube?
It's a throwaway flag.
Being patriotic.
The lube is... Where's the... Yeah, okay, we got the lube. Okay, get in the middle of the bed here. Oh, sideways? Okay. Get on the bed. We'll sit on this on the sides. We'll be your cheering section. Okay, this is the Masturbation Month climax and Memorial Day ritual. Okay, you got the... Go on this side. Oh, I'm on this side. Okay, I'm holding the microphone. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm going to stand here.
Oh, you're going to stick... Oh, you're going to stick it in her butt. You have a privilege. Yes. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, it's okay.
That's what friends are for.
I'm gonna beat my ass is gonna be on that side, sweetie.
Okay, her ass is gonna. She's gonna do a flip. She's a gymnast. That's the thing. Oh, she is putting something around it. Okay, here we go. It's got some Saran wrap, and she's going over the Sibian the wrong way. Okay, here she is, Tasia Suter, Patriot.
Is that
and this is without foreplay, though.
I love the movements of all the photographers right now.
The photographers have all gone. Okay, how's it feel?
Like poop.
Like poop.
Ah. Oh, now it's good. Oh, yeah. Okay, Tracy, it's in.
It's in. Okay, can you hold it in there?
I think you are.
The condom is a little bit loose, though.
It looks cute, huh?
This is hilarious.
Don't hold it.
Hold the position, I think.
Okay.
America.
Hold this position. America.
That's not a real American flag.
Can we
folks.
Have some sort of a,
it's
you know,
some stars.
Oh, say, can you see my flag
She's
in your butt?
Flag.
Yeah. Wow, that's very good. You see? I don't know if our other guest, Marcy, can see this.
Marcy.
I think the camera, the video camera has to open up and go and show. Right. No. Video camera. Why are my video cameras not really showing this?
Oh, because they're...
who's Come on,
on
video
three?
Camera.
Everyone, nope, I want
nobody's
you to stand
on camera
pledge
one.
Nobody's my asshole.
No one is on camera one.
Everyone, pledge allegiance to my asshole around the world. Go.
There we go. Now we're getting it, folks.
To Tasia's asshole.
Okay, that's
Forever.
Right. I think you got to stick it in just a little
we
bit
need
more.
Fireworks.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
It looks like a gun in my butthole.
It does a little bit, you know. But hey, it's an American flag. What do you think?
All right, game over.
All right. Masturbation, not occupation. Thank you very much. This is our Masturbation Month climax, brothers and sisters. Let's hear it for Sister Tasia.
Dr. Susie, I have Dr. Stephen Hawking on the phone.
Uh-huh. Good.
I have Dr. Stephen Hawking. He'd like to say something.
Yes, we love him. Wow.
Did you hear that?
That was like a blessing from God. Dr. Stephen Hawking, we love you.
Wait, he also has another comment.
Hey, this is not really new.
I wish that Iranian chick would stick a dildo up her ass.
Wait, no, Dr. Stephen Hawking has something to say. Doctor, here, just like that.
Somebody, where's security?
I wish that Iranian chick would stick a dildo up her ass.
Oh! Who understood that?
He's getting cultured.
Yazzie would stick the dildo up her ass, you know?
No?
No, I mean, you know.
Oh, do you want to drop it like it's hot?
Drop it like it's hot. No. Everybody, come on!
I stuck a flag in my asshole. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, boys, then it's
she just over. Researches people like it's you. Okay, well, we're just about out of time, actually. It's about time for our after party, but we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. First of all, Yazzie, where's that last name? Yeah. I think now we have to have the Stephen Hawking voice. Okay, and yes, I want to say this. Madanikia.
Who turned on the lawnmower?
Okay, and yes, here we go, brothers and sisters. The lawnmower is on. It is Masturbation Month, and Tasia is riding the Sibian. And by the way, you can get your own Sibian for only $1,300 plus a little change through drsusanblock.com/Sibian. That's right. She's riding it into a Masturbation Month climax. Hey, help her out there. Use the controls.
Oh, my God. No.
Here, go up to her. Make out with her or something.
All right. That works.
Okay. And I'll spank her with my Jux Lee leather ring whip. Actually, flogger. Yes, Masturbation Month climax time. Here we go. Tasia and Tracy go to Disneyland. Yes, take it to Disneyland. It's on high. Is it on highest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to scream. You probably don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, we'll just hold it a little bit back from her.
Should I back up?
Yeah.
No.
Whack, whack. And Marcy, are you there? Let's see Marcy.
Oh, Marcy! Hey, I want to jerk off your ass.
Can we see Marcy?
She's gone. Oh, Marcy's gone.
Well, I'll still think about it.
Okay, we're thinking about your ass, Marcy. Yeah, I'm looking at Tasia's ass. It's like a small version of yours. Yeah, it's popping that pussy.
She's only like 20 inches smaller than her, that's all.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
And she's wiggling, and it's jiggling, and it's popping, and it's rocking, and it's rolling. She's riding
the Sibian.
I feel
like I'm at the Kentucky Derby. I'm like waiting for the race to finish.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's almost there. There she goes.
All right.
Oh, I feel so relieved of all this.
Okay.
All right, very good.
A masturbation month climax from our masturbation month heroine.
A fine ending.
Tasia Suter.
All right.
All right, I want to thank Tasia for being
Tasia,
the greatest producer
yeah.
we've ever had.
Yes.
Right? And the lovely Tracy Sweet for taking Tasia to Disneyland and getting
Whee!
Naked. Yeah. Yeah. Can we see your tampon string?
And Dr. Susie,
Stephen
Hawking has a message for you,
like...
too.
Oh, Hawking has a message
I
for me.
Dr.
I don't
Susie
want a dildo up my butt.
Here. Wait, here he is. This is Dr. Stephen Hawking.
No, it's not.
I wish Dr. Susie would blow all the guys' hair.
Oh. Okay, after the show.
All right.
Stephen, you're first. And I want to thank Yazzie, and I want to thank Dr. Hernando Chavez, and Chris Gore. And
fuck yeah, thanks.
Who else was on the show tonight? Is someone else on?
That's it.
Okay. Okay, so follow everybody on Twitter, right, and then you can find out about all their
Please
stuff.
Please stalk me. I love it.
Mm. And I want to thank the bonobos. Yep. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Bonobos masturbate, by the way. So, here we go. Yep, squirt, squirt. Bonobos masturbate, and... She's trying to have a climax for everyone. Now this is the boys' climax, right? Don't squirt on the bonobos. Oh, man. They do look sexy, I know, but I'm going to wipe them with the American flag scarf. Okay. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Masturbation, not occupation. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
You've been listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. You'll be listening to Revolution and Evolution. Don't forget it. We own the life. We own the world. Occupy. Occupy everything.
Oh, that kind of occupation. Okay, well, it's a different kind.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.